Appreciate Brother Lloyd. Enjoyed that preaching last night.
Oh, yes.
So glad to be with everybody here. And like Brother Mike says, not that we're being unfriendly. One of the sisters here from our church, Sunday, I guess, she shook my hand, and now she's got poison oak. I don't want to spread it to nobody. So let's just get right in here.
Yes.
Let the Lord help us.
Talk about my father, I'll have plenty of time. Tongue can never tell, words can never spell what he means to me. And wisdom can never define his majesty. He's the author and the finisher. He's everything between. He's all my. Spoken words put chaos in place, and his likeness he formed me from a handful of flame. A million of his stars light up the Black Sea. He's awesome and he's father to me. Tongue can never tell, words can never spell what he means to me. Everything between, he's almighty and father to me. You could talk about life's accomplishments, my words would be few. I don't have much to boast of, I can't compare fame with you. No stories of places of splendor. But if you talk about my father, I'll have plenty of time. Oh, tongue can never tell, words can never spell what he means to me. And wisdom can never define his majesty. He's the author and the finisher. He's everything between. He's almighty.
Of the Lord.
Yes, it is.
We appreciate how the Lord's already been moving and working, what he's already done. And we're just looking forward to the Lord helping us this morning. And I know that he's well able to do that. You have your Bibles on turn with us. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse number 21. Amen. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 21. Glad to have Brother Collins here with us. We, back in, I think it was February, we preached at a Haitian church close to Miami. It was all Haitian. And we're supposed to go back there and preach a little meeting at the Haitian church in August. And I told my wife when we left there, I said, I found out one thing for sure. I don't think I was called to be a missionary. And I appreciate Brother Collins, the work he's doing for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
We enjoyed the Lord helped us. had a great altar service there, but it's just different. It's different. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse number 21. The Bible said here, so Gehazi followed after Naaman. And when Naaman saw him running after him, he lighted down from the chariot to meet him and said, "Is all well?" And he said, "All is well. My master hath sent me, saying, Behold, even now there be come to me from Mount Ephraim 2 young men of the sons of the prophets. Give them, I pray thee, a talent of silver, 2 changes of garments." And Naaman said, "Be content, take 2 talents." And he urged him and bound 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 changes of garments, laid them upon 2 of his servants, and they bare them before him. And when he came to the tower, he took them from their hand and bestowed them in the house, and he let the men go, and they departed. May drop down to verse 27 there. The Bible said, "The leprosy therefore Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever." And he went out from his presence a leper, white as snow.
Yes.
Read just a little bit in chapter 8, verse number 3 there. Chapter 8, verse 3. The Bible said here, "And it came to pass at the 7 years' end that the woman returned out of the land of the Philistines, and she went forth to cry unto the king for her house and for her land. And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, Tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha hath done." And it came to pass, as he was telling the king how he had restored a dead body to life, that behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried unto the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, "My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life." That fourth verse there, the Bible said, "And the king talked with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, Tell me, I pray thee, all the great things that Elisha hath done." And it came to pass, as he is telling the king how he restored a dead body to life, and behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life cried unto the king for her house and for her land. And Gehazi said, "My lord, O king, this is the woman, and this is her son, whom Elisha restored to life." Read just a little bit in Jeremiah chapter 50. I don't want to weary you with a lot of reading. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse number 5 there. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 5. The Bible said here, "They shall ask the way to Zion, with their faces thitherward, saying, Come, and let us join ourselves to the Lord in a perpetual covenant." He forgot. "My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place.
Yes.
All that found them have devoured them. And their adversaries said, We have offended not because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers."
Yes, yes.
Maybe just read that verse 6 one more time. The Bible said there, "My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place." Hey, would you stretch your hand this way? Pray that the Lord would help us. I do thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be in your house. I realize I'm nothing without you. I recognize, Lord, that I can do nothing without you. I pray you'd anoint us with that holy anointing. I pray you'd inspire our hearts and our minds that we might be of a help and a blessing to your people. I pray you'd guide us and direct us in the way that we need to go. And I'll praise you and do praise you for it all. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Bible said there, They have gone from mountain to hill.
Right, right.
They have forgotten their resting place. If the Lord help us, I'd love to try to preach just a simple message.
Come on, Brother Joe, help me.
On why settle for less.
Yes.
Why settle?
Come on now. Yes.
For less. One place, we all know the story of Lot and how Abraham and Abraham's herdsmen and Lot's herdsmen begin to fight and strive and bicker with one another. And Abraham said, I pray thee, let there be no strife between my herdsmen and your herdsmen.
Right.
I'm going to give you a choice. If you choose to go this way, I'll go the other way.
Yes.
If you choose to go that way, I'll go the opposite way.
Right.
But let's don't let there be no strife between us. And the Bible said that Lot chose the well-watered plains of Jordan.
Right.
And the Bible said there they were like unto the garden of the Lord. Another scripture that we all are very familiar with. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. In the end thereof are the ways of death. So we realize a very familiar scripture here about Gehazi that we read to you. And what a great man he was and what a precious place that Gehazi had. He was a servant of Elisha. And we all know the story of Elisha well. How that God mightily used this man. And he prayed that prayer to Elijah that was before him. And he said, I pray thee that a double portion of thy spirit rest upon me. And we know the story well, how that them two crossed that Jordan River. And the Bible said that a chariot of fire parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind unto heaven. And the Bible said that that mantle fell from Elijah. And it landed on Elisha. And he took that mantle and smote the waters. You know the story. How that he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And the Bible said that the Jordan parted hither and thither. And he walked across on dry ground. And the men on the other side said, the spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elisha. And so no doubt every one of these 50 sons of the prophets, I feel like would have gladly said, I'll go to India with you. I'll go to Haiti with you. I'll go to this town with you. Just let me be with you like you was with Elijah. Just let me see the things that you saw when you was with Elijah. And that was what Gehazi got to do. He got to travel around with this great man of God and got to see many miracles, got to see many wonders. And the one wonder he got to see is when a woman came running to a man. And she said, my son is dead. And the Bible said Elisha gave him his staff and said, run to the house, get on the lad. And he went and done that. And the lad did not live. But Elisha got there. And he stretched himself on that boy. And the Bible said, and he sneezed 7 times. He took him by the hand, got him up, took him in there and said, give this boy something to eat. And Gehazi saw that. He was a witness to it. Just like we are. We may not be around a man named Elisha. We are around something a lot better. For the Bible told us that even Elisha himself, he desired to look into the day when God's Spirit would not just visit us at times, but He would come and abide with us. And he desired to see this day. So we live in a day and an hour when God works miracles and wonders all around us. In every service, it seems like something gets done. Somebody gets help. And sometimes it's us ourselves that the Lord meets with and touches. Gehazi is in a perfect place. No doubt anybody would say, I'll trade places with you. I'll get where you're at and you come where I am. Let me walk a mile in your shoes for just a little while. I don't know what it is about us, but when we evangelize, we want a pastor. When we pastor, We want to evangelize. And when we pastor, want a missionary. And when we missionary, we want to evangelize. And we just ain't never satisfied. When we're a good singer, we want to be able to play the instrument. When we play the instruments, we want to be able to sing. When we be able to sing, we want to be able to testify. We're always on something different. There's a man out in Arkansas building a house right on top of a mountain. And he built it, I don't know how many blocks up real high. And his brother asked him, "Why are you building this house so high?" And he said, "The higher I get, the better the view is." That's where Gehazi is at. There ain't no doubt anybody would say, "Let me look where you've been looking from for just a little while. Let me be in some of them meetings that you have been in for a while." Just like the children of Israel. What'd you say last night? They come out of Egypt with a high hand, with a mighty hand. Why, who would want to trade places with that nation? Wasn't it Rahab that said, "I've heard a lot about your God, and I'd love to live with you. I'd love to leave Jericho and remain in Israel for the rest of my life." Who was it that others? She looked at them and said, "The hearts of our people do melt. We've got gods, yes. We've got things we worship, yes. But they're nothing like what your God has done. He's been parting seas. He's been grounded armies. I wish I could be where you're at." Oh, I feel the good Holy Ghost. Amen. And Jeremiah's writing here, and the Lord's talking to him. And he said, "My people have went from a mountain down to a hill." Hear me just a little while. And I believe we could safely say Gehazi was living on a mountain. I believe it'd be safe to say that he is living in a holiness church. He was going to holiness camp meetings. He was praying in holiness altars. And the Lord was doing some great and some mighty things among him. Why, it was naming himself when he is such a mighty man. He left all of his might. He left all of his finery. And he came to Elisha's little house. And he said, "I need you to pray for me. I need you to pray for me." That's who Gehazi's living with. He's living with the man that everybody is seeking after. He's living with the man that everybody wants him to lay his hand on them. He don't have to go searching for him. He pours water on his feet. He pours water on his hands. Hear me just a little while. He's always with him. He hears him praying every day. He sees the Spirit of God as it moves on this man. He's in his services. It's like camp meetings. We don't get to go to all of them, but we hear reports. This great thing happened. That great thing happened. And we'd say, "I'd love to have been there." The days I was there, he was in every meeting. He was in every service. Why would you want to leave such a mountain and go down to such a little hill? And Gehazi hears what Naaman says. "I'll give you some silver. I'll give you some gold. I'll give you some clothes. If you want to, I'll even let you come and stay in my motel for a while."
Amen.
Right. And the man of God said, "No thanks. It ain't no better than where I'm living right here. I don't care how big of a palace you got. I don't care how many chandeliers hang in the hall of your palace. It ain't no better than the place I'm a-living right here. It ain't no better than the altars I'm a-praying in right here." And the Bible said he left, and Gehazi took off after him. And he finally found him and said, "Hey, I got up a little store here. There's two men I want to help out. Would you give me some of that gold, some of that silver, some of them clothes?" And he said, "Sure." And he gave them to him. And the Bible said when he got back, Elisha told him, said, "Where did you go?" "I went anywhere. Did not my spirit go with you when you went and took those garments and that gold and silver?" And the Bible said he departed from his presence a leper, white as snow. And the next time we see him, he is in a palace. Even he's in a good place. No doubt padded chairs. No doubt the best spread on a table in this king. He is the king of the land. Everything in his beck and call. It's like the one man that told Jesus.
Jesus. I tell this man come, and he comes. I tell this man go, and he goes. That's where he's at. He's in the house of a king. But this king looks at him, and he says, tell me, not about my palace, not about what I've done, but tell me about where you used to live and what you used to see. I'd love to tell you, friend, amen, there ain't no hill that is higher than beyond a mountain. If God Almighty advised you, I'd stay where I'm at. The Bible said, godliness with contentment is great gain. I don't care how much they got, they ain't got nothing better than what's in this place. Grab hold to it. Make up your mind. This is what I want. Ahab comes to Naboth.
Come on, brother.
Poor man. Rich man goes to poor man.
Helping God.
And then he says, I want your field. I want your altar. I want your church. I want your membership.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a fair price. Or I'll give you another piece of ground just like this. Just like this one?
Come on, brother.
Yeah. Just like this one.
Come on.
Same length, same width, same square footage. Matter of fact, the dirt might be a little richer. Your corn might grow a little higher.
Come on.
And Naboth got to looking at that thing. You mean you'll give me a mountain just like this mountain that I'm living on?
Come on.
You mean you'll give me a parcel of ground just like this parcel of ground that I'm dwelling in right now? Hear me just a little while. And that's the way He comes to us. He'll come right to where your dedication is. He'll come right to where you've been raised up in church all of your life. I'll give you something just like it. The Bible said that Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And the devil tries to imitate everything, all of the attributes of the Lord. And He comes to people, I'll give you peace. I'll give you peace in the form of a bottle. I'll give you peace in the form of some drug or some this or some that. I'll make you popular. I'll give you a good fine job. I'll help you live in a big house with a 5-car garage. You'll sound like that man that Brother Neal told about. The bridges. He said he'll sit behind a desk. It costs like $15,000. He sat in a chair. It costs about $5,000. He had a Rolls Royce out in his parking lot. I mean wealthy. But he buried his head on his desk. His mercer, his secretary came running in. What's the matter with you? He's a crying uncontrollably. He said, I can't get away from that holiness mama. I've climbed to the top. But all I can think about is where I used to live. What I used to have. Hear me. Gazi, you got it made. You live in a palace. You got popularity. Everybody wants to be your friend. But the king says, tell me about your life that you used to have. How God worked. How God moved. And the peace that was in that place. Naboth said, this ain't for sale.
Right.
Don't you see that mountain over here? It looks like a hill to me.
Oh,
it don't look like no mountain. The Bible said the devil carried Jesus up to an exceeding high mountain. And he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. So it is a fact he was looking down at what he was being offered.
Right.
You'd be ignorant if you had more money in your wallet than I had in my wallet. You'd be ignorant to trade with me just because it's my wallet.
Come on.
Hear me just a little while. And the Lord looked down there at that. And then He looked back at the one offering. And He looked back down there at that. And He looked back down there at him. You mean you want me to give this mountain that I'm on for a little bitty molehill down there?
Right.
You mean you want me to trade all of this that I'm standing on? Ain't that what the Lord told Abraham? Lot looked at something that looked like the garden of the Lord. But Abraham looked and the Bible said God spoke to him. And He said, everywhere that your feet trod, I'll give it. it to you. It won't just look like my garden. I'll put you in my garden. Why would you want to settle for an imitation? Hear me just a little while. This world's gone generic crazy. It's a little cheaper. Yes, but it ain't got something in it that the original's got. I love to tell us, don't you trade a mountain for a little hill. Don't you trade the true and genuine for something fake false. It may look like it. It may sound like it. But does it have the goods? When times get tough and times get hard, I love to tell us, hey, Gazi, run back to that tin and get it, and you'll have a better life. Let me talk to you, prodigal.
Come on, brother.
Let me talk to you. Look.
Yeah.
Look at it. Sure preach is glowing, ain't it?
Yeah. Preach. Come on.
Let me tell you what they're making down there, prodigal.
Yeah, tell us.
Come on now.
Knocking down the big bucks.
Yeah.
And I'll help you get a job, boy.
Come on, brother.
Got connections, got pulls, I know people. I'll help you get set up, boy.
Yeah.
He said, all right, we'll do that. And he gathered all his living together, and he took his journey. And you need to listen to his journey. And you need to remember his journey today, tomorrow, the next day, and every day of your life. Remember his journey. The Bible said he got there. He did make it to the far country. Wasted everything he had. And there come a day he looked up, and you know what he is remembering? The good job he had. The good house that he traded for. No, the Bible said he remembered. And he said, how many of my father's servants have bread enough and to spare? And I, being a son, am dying of hunger. I traded a mountain for a little hill. I got the raw end of this deal. I got the bad end of this stick. And that's what Gazi is saying. He's living in a fine house. But everybody in the house, they don't want to hear about his job. All they want to hear about, tell me where you used to live. Tell me where you used to worship. Tell me about them services that you used to have. You don't have to lose a Gazi. You can stay on a mountain. Hear me, church. God's way is a mountain. It's not a hill. And everything else, it's just a hill. And if you trade, you're selling for less. Why sell for less when you have the best, the genuine, the real thing? God will give it to you. Why settle for less? Yeah, there's a way that seems right. There's a way that feels right. There's a way that looks good.
Yes, yes.
I guarantee you there'll come a time everybody on that way will judge it rightly. And they'll say, I had it better. Somebody made a statement one time and said, I've seen better days than this. How you doing? How you doing? I've seen better days. You're mighty right you have. And you've lived in a lot better place, haven't you? And you've felt a lot better things, haven't you?
Come on, preacher. Come on.
You don't have to lose that. Gazi, you've been a lot better off. He just looked at that old dusty tent, and he's looking at that old furniture that he had. And he wasn't looking at the services.
Right.
He wasn't looking at how he had been feeling in them services. He wasn't looking at people being raised up from the dead.
Right.
He wasn't realizing, one day I'm going to get sick, and will that billfold buy me out of it? One day I'm going to get sick, and will that fine house comfort me in the time of need? Hear me just a little while. You talking last night about somebody killing himself and all of his children. I don't know nothing about him. He may have had a fine house. He may have had fine vehicles. He may have had a fine job. He may have lacked for nothing that this world counts as gain. Then hear me just a little while. What good did it do him when he is empty down in there? Hear me. You can't dry your eye on a greenback. You can't comfort your heart even with pleasures and gifts and toys. says. But there is one thing that can comfort. It's Jesus Christ. It's the good way. And that's what we need to keep. If my wife would get us a song, man.
Touch him, man, my God. Holy Ghost. Oh, Spirit.
Godliness.
Oh, God.
Got to have it.
Touch him, yes,
but if you're not content,
come on, Brother Jody, come on.
You're going to trade your godliness for a littler hill.
Yes.
Israel, when they sat down by the river and wept.
Come on, brother.
And Babylon. What was they remembering? They wasn't remembering Egypt. They wasn't remembering cucumbers and leeks and garlic. All the when we remember Zion, my heart began to wait. Daniel, I believe it was, or one of the writers said, if I forget Jerusalem, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. Don't let me forget her cunning. Hear me just a little while. When they settled for that hill, and they got Babylon, and they got Egypt, and they got some other nation, and they got some other thing, and they got some other thing, and they got in the stillness of the night, they would weep when they remembered. You remember? Do you remember when Solomon opened up that church? We worked so hard to build that church. Me and you, we sweated and we laid the blocks and we laid the bricks and we hung the sheetrock and we carpeted the floors and we cleaned the pews. And you remember that first service? He prayed and he was talking to the Lord. And then all of a sudden we felt something. We were just as poor could be. But the glory of God settled down in that place. And like I used to hear a man down in South Alabama, he'd sing a song and he'd say, but when I put my Bible up under my hand, I feel like a millionaire. Hear me just a little while. I'd love to tell us, don't trade your mountain for some little hill. Don't trade your walk with God even for some little pleasure. Hold to it. It's precious. It'll guide you, keep you, and take you all the way.
Stand
with us if you will. Everyone that will, if you'll stand with us. I wish you could have preached to you better. You're in the best place you'll ever be. Around the best company you can ever keep. And feeling the best thing you can ever have. Don't trade it for nothing. If you do, you're settling for less. You're going to get burning that deal. Hold on to the Lord. While my wife sings, would you like to come? Come up here and say, Lord, help me to look Ahab right in the eye and say, I don't want anything like it. I want this feel. I don't want anything that feels like it. I want this feel. And I'll keep it. May die keeping it, but I'm going to keep it. And keep it he did. And we read of his blessed testimony in the word of the Lord. While my wife sings, would you like to join us? Don't settle for a hill.
It's my desire.
Everyone that will you join with us?
Live for
Let's
Jesus.
Seek the Lord right up here. God.
It's my desire to live for Him. Though often I fail Him.